Hey Weirds, welcome to the Homework Club. First up, some scheduling news. Since the show started, we've been releasing episodes on Tuesday mornings, Australian time. But the way that all of our lives are scheduled at the moment has been creating some time crunch for us to deliver episodes. So from this episode on, we'll be coming out on Thursday mornings, Australian time, to give us some extra breathing room for editing. On to this week's homework. This week I actually really struggled to come up with a theme, so I'm going to delve into some new territory for the Homework Club. I'm going to recommend some new for 2024 movies. Two of them might be a little bit more obvious, and one you might have heard the hype rising about, and I'm here to tell you that the hype is real. All three of these movies have my stamp of approval, and you'll probably hear about them again towards the end of the year. First up is Radio Silence's new movie, Abigail.
You all came, highly recommended. You know the rules. No real names, no backstories, no cell phones.
So whose kid is she?
A very wealthy man who's about to be $50 million poorer.
I'm here to make sure you're safe.
What's your name? Mine's Abigail.
You can call me Joey.
Do you have any kids?
I have a little boy.
See you in 24 hours.
Now, the chances are that you're already spoiled for this movie, but if you're not, do not watch a single trailer. Just go in blind based on the reputation of the filmmakers. In fact, I've probably cut the trailer short so it doesn't give away anything that happens in the movie. Studio marketing departments just have no faith in audiences. Radio Silence are a directing and producing team behind Ready or Not and the last two Scream movies. Their particular sensibilities and preoccupations are all over this movie. It's a hybrid heist horror comedy movie with a fantastic cast of characters, mostly set in a single location. Seriously, the cast in this movie is insane. Dan Stevens, Melissa Barrera, and Kevin Durant all kill in this movie. I laughed my ass off. I've seen a lot of people in Letterboxd write that they feel like Radio Silence are repeating themselves given the similarities between this movie and Ready or Not, which is also set in a single location. But I kind of feel like those comparisons are fairly superficial. What I see is a team remixing things that they're stylistically drawn to with a much larger budget than their first movie. The less said about this movie, the better. But it's fun, funny, and a gory, gory blast. Literally. And then the second movie this week is Destroy All Neighbors.
Hey, how's that van going?
It's mainly me these days.
Ah! I just want to finish my album.
You have been trying to finish this album for 3 years.
One, two, three!
What is this?
It's a progressive form of prog. I've been calling it prog squared.
The only way I listen to your music is if you tied me up at gunpoint and you forced me to.
Yeah. And don't play it here again or you're fired.
What's going on?
I think we have a new neighbor.
What is up with this guy?
I think we're living next to some kind of maniac.
I am now leaving your head rent-free.
Flav is just driving me crazy.
You're headed into chaos.
What? Blood will be spilled.
You gotta stand on your own 2 feet and say, get out of my kitchen, because I'm cooking!
William, use your demons. Don't let them use you.
No! So you've killed somebody. Relax. Just need to know how to get rid of a body.
Hello, Willie.
I'm not a mass murderer. I'm a mass manslaughterer.
It's time to make a hit record.
I'm alive.
Shut up.
You didn't hear that, did you?
You yelling shut up at nobody? Yeah, I heard it was very loud.
That is not what rock and roll is all about.
Let's rock!
You're a loser and you're gonna die a loser.
Now that was rock and roll.
Stop. Just be cool. And don't murder anyone else.
Directed by Josh Forbes, this stars comedian Jonah Ray as a wannabe prog rock musician dealing with the nightmare EDM-loving new neighbor. This is a strange, strange, delirious movie. This fits into the category of what I call all-in or all-out movies. If you don't vibe with it in the first 10 to 15 minutes, turn it off because it's never going to get more normal for you. This movie is a blood-soaked throwback love letter to gnarly makeup effects. Alex Winter, documentarian, and Bill from the Bill and Ted movies is a beast in this movie under a metric shit ton of prosthetics. It is a very silly movie in the best possible way. And then speaking of silly, last up this week is Hundreds of Beavers. Start with this movie. Directed by Mike Chesnick, this movie's been floating around in the indie festival scene for about 2 years, and recently I became aware of it as it kind of went viral through the accounts I follow on Letterboxd. 1 week, one person logged it, and then next week, two or three logged it, and then so on and so on, so I had to check this thing out. So the warning with this movie is that it's a super low-budget live-action cartoon silent film with video game logic and more gags per minute of running time than anything that I have ever seen. I laughed so hard in the first 5 minutes that my jaw hurt for the next hour and a half. This is the epitome of low budget, and it wears that budget on its sleeve, combining live action with 2D matte paintings and janky After Effects animation that really only add to its charm. The plot involves a drunk cider maker on the American frontier trying to learn how to become a level 100 fur trader and get revenge on the beavers that put him out of business while winning the heart of the daughter of the local general store owner. The way this movie stacks gags on top of each other to make new gags is a thing of inventive genius. I talk a lot on the pod about setup and payoff. We even have our own running gag about it. Well, this movie sets things up, pays them off, and then use that payoff to set up something else. It's incredible. And all of the animals are played by actors in mascot suits. Again, is absolutely an all-in or all-out movie. If you don't laugh in the first 5 minutes, then you have no heart and you should turn this off and go about your sad, sad life. That's your homework for this week. Don't like, don't subscribe, go outside and make your own shit, and don't come back next week for the Monster Squad.
You know who to call when you have ghosts. But who do you call when you have monsters?
We're the Monster Squad.
What's a squad? It's like Miami Vice, I think.
They're young and inexperienced.
Naughty virgin!
They're a bit disorganized.
Monsters are not real.
We don't know that, sir.
2,000-year-old dead guys do not get up and walk away by themselves.
But when strange things start happening in town...
There's a monster in my closet.
Whoa! Look at that big, scary monster!
What's happening?
You ain't got a werewolf.
Silver bullet?
They're the only ones ready to do battle.
Something's out there that's killing people. And if it's monsters, nobody's gonna do a thing about it but us.
Soon the creatures of the night shall rule the
world. Real monsters? Us? Midnight in the world, remember? We can be like Mask Squad and Stygia. Two mask bombs.
We got 1035. Stitch back up. Hurry up.
I'll meet your squad. The book is right. Don't you see? It's all true.
By midnight.
You guys.
They won't seem so young anymore. Monster Squad.
Wolfman's gone.